Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler.
Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the things that happen between your ears and how you can create your optimal life. So we have Kim Butler with us, and we're going to be discussing abundance. So Kim, let's first talk about what is an abundance mindset, and then we'll get into how to create an abundance mindset.
Oh, happy to talk about that, Spencer. It's such an important thing. And I know we've chatted about this before, but it's something that needs to be revisited, frankly, every day, because what we think about is what we get to experience. And so whether you want to call it a prosperity mindset or an abundance mindset or even just, you know, an old 70s term of good old positive, what was it, PMA, positive mental attitude, I think. It is so valuable and it's hard and I get that. And yet, every single one of my mentors is talking about this all the time, the importance of your mindset. So here we are recording this in early February. I've just come back from a day with Dan Sullivan at Strategic Coach earlier in the year, and then also a couple days with Peter Diamandis at the Abundance 360 event. And so, of course, those are two gentlemen that I listen to and get to interact with quite a bit. And then in addition to that, at Peter Diamandis' event, we got to have Tony Robbins, who I guess we could call is the master of abundance thinking, right? He appeared via hologram at the Abundance 360 event. So we were in California, and Tony appeared on screen as a hologram on stage from Florida. It was pretty cool.
That is abundance itself, to see the technology and be able to experience that.
It really is. It's amazing. And so one of the things that Tony and Peter were talking about, and it's kind of funny because Tony is what, probably 6, 8, 9, 10 inches tall. Peter is shorter than I am. He's like 5'2". And so not only do you have this unusual physical distinction, but one of them's on screen and it was actually very realistic, but it made the whole thing kind of surreal. But one of the things that they were talking about in the area of abundance thinking is the importance of having a massively transformative purpose, MTP, Peter calls it. And Tony may use different words. Dan Sullivan talks about it. You know, a lot of the people that are out there, another one of my favorites these days is Sean Acor, who has a brand new book out called Big Possibilities. But all these gentlemen are talking about the importance of purpose. And I think it really aligns with the importance of an abundance mentality. And I even like to use the term entrepreneurial thinker to apply to this abundance mentality, the mindset aspect that we're talking about today, because you can be an entrepreneurial thinker, you can be an abundant thinker, no matter where you are in life. You can have an actual employee-oriented job, 9 to 5 at a desk, you know, whatever, or you know, doing whatever it is that you're doing as an employee, and still choose to have an entrepreneurial mindset, still choose to have an abundance perspective or abundance mindset or abundance mentality or a prosperity mentality, if you will. And the emphasis on the word choose is, of course, so important because there are absolutely times in our lives when this is not easy to do. And we may have something going on that is bad. We may have something going on that is frustrating. We may have some serious scarcity things occurring in our lives in whatever form they may be. There may be health issues. There may be financial issues. There may be relationship issues. There may be, you know, I'm talking like family relationship. There may be business or friend relationship. issues. All of these kinds of things occur in our lives as we go about living and being human beings. And yet we can still choose to have an abundant mentality. And I think the easiest way to do that is to start with gratitude. How about you?
I absolutely agree. Gratitude is the way to look at it. You know, another piece of that is if we don't have any gratitude, then there's really no foundation to grow or to start from.
That's so true. Gratitude then becomes the platform. So it's like the starting point, and it's the platform or the foundation. Think about if you're building a house, if you want to have a really strong, solid house, you have to have a really good foundation. And that abundance mentality is what that is. So how do we get that? And I find it so valuable to make sure to start every day, every meeting, every next phase of a day with gratitude. So it's as little as just, oh my gosh, the sun is shining, or oh my gosh, it's raining. But what's good about that? How can I put a positive spin on that? How can I apply an abundant mentality to that? And then if the thing in front of me seems to be negative, like let's say I was hoping for sun and it's raining, then seriously, I mean, I'm not making this up. What can I look at as I look at the rain that makes me be grateful for, you know, literally just shifting my thought, turning my thinking so that I can get the good out of that. And again, this is not an easy thing. And sometimes I only may do it once in the day. Maybe I just start my day with gratitude. I find that if I'm struggling though, that I need to bring that grateful mentality, that abundance mentality in way more often. So if I'm struggling with a physical issue or I'm struggling with some business problem, then I find sometimes every couple hours, sometimes every hour, sometimes way more often than that, you know, let's say I'm sitting on a plane and I'm struggling with a business thing, sometimes I'll spend a half an hour just being grateful for every single thing around that business problem that I can. And then I will spend some time thinking about how to solve the business problem. And I find that I get better results by doing
that. I completely agree. You know, it reminds me of something that I actually experienced last night. I think it's going to be relevant for our listeners. So since you just went to Abundance 360, one of the things that Peter talks about is health and the longevity of health. And he believes, as does Dan Sullivan, that they're going to live for a lot longer than people currently live. However, as I was talking about that last night with my father-in-law, we were saying, isn't it strange how we don't have a cure for the common cold? And as we started going down this path, we started thinking abundantly about it. And we said, maybe we don't have a cure for the common cold so that we can all be grateful for the health that we have. It's a little hiccup or a reminder to continually to be grateful. And I think just thinking that way, when a hardship does come in front of us, it's more of like a warning sign to say, hey, wake up, let's be a little bit more grateful. You overcome it, and then now you level up, you go somewhere else. What do you think of that?
I love it. It's so interesting when we, Emma Dog wants to be grateful too. when we go about our lives with gratitude, and it's so easy to look and say, oh, well, of course she can be grateful. She has cool stuff going on in her life. Well, which came first? You know, we were talking about that foundation. Do we have cool stuff going on in our lives because we're grateful? Or are we grateful because we have cool stuff going on in our lives? And I absolutely positively believe that it's the gratitude part that comes first and then the cool stuff. And yet, then the challenges too. One of the things that I comment about cash flow is cash flow challenges don't go away. They just get bigger zeros on them because you're doing more good in the world. And so again, let's be grateful for what we have, whether it's health-wise or financial-wise or relationship-wise. Let's be grateful for what we have and then be prepared to receive more.
I completely agree with that. You know, I've got two recommendations. One is a book recommendation, and a second is, we'll call it a personal book recommendation. So one is a book by Viktor Frankl. And do you know the book I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, have you read that?
Oh, yes. That's a one in my mind that should be read every year. Like, that's a once a year, just get a quick reminder of the amazingness of that
story. It's so true. And it's amazing to think that even in the worst circumstances, a person can have an abundant, or we'll just say a grateful attitude, and it can make their life better. And then surprises will come about. The second book or personal book recommendation is a journal. I think writing down what you're grateful for and taking the time to do that is your own book. And as you have times when you need additional strength, you can refer back to it. What do you think, Kim?
I love that. Absolutely. There's so many, many stories of people that have handwritten, and there are studies that show that handwriting actually connects it to your brain more than keyboarding it. And people that do take the time to handwrite things really do see just amazing results. We have a super fun video on our blog from Jordan Adler, who is a well-known speaker, and his writing down over 10 years ago about a desire to go into space. And he chooses to be grateful in his journaling and then always write a really big goal. So he writes down things he's grateful for, and then he writes down a big goal. And when he wrote down the goal, he thought in his head, this will never happen. Well, as we all know, you can actually buy for $250,000 a ticket to space these days on Virgin Galactic. And so here he is in a position to actually make that thing happen because he wrote it down. There's another book that we've talked about in the past on this podcast, but it's good for a reminder. And it's by Mae McCarthy, and it's called A Spiritual Path to Wealth. It might just be A Path to Wealth. I'll look it up here real quick. And she talks about having a gratitude journal and in it being proactively grateful for the things that she wants to happen that day. So she writes it in the morning, but she writes it as if it was at the end of the day, and she writes it as if all the good things that she is hoping for, and the good things out of this meeting, the good things out of meeting with that person, are actually happening in the past tense, which I think is kind of a fun twist.
I think that's a great way to do it. It's almost creating your roadmap for the day.
That's right.
That's beautiful. And you're right. The book is called The Path to Wealth, and we'll make sure to put that inside of the show notes.
Fabulous.
So as we wrap up this episode, do you have any parting words? If there was just a quick summary that you could give personally to our listeners, what would you say to them?
Well, I think sometimes switching your mind requires physical action. So if you are frustrated with something, you know, when the 2x4 slams across your head because of XYZ happening, stand up, sit down, go outside, go back inside, change your physical location. And sometimes that's just enough of a shift to then get your mental capacities to shift along with you. And this takes practice. It's a habit, just like anything that we want to develop. It's super easy to get in a funk and be in a bad mood and have a hard time shifting that mindset. But if you'll continually practice that, it'll become easier and easier. And if you do feel like you need to be frustrated or mad or cry or irritated or whatever for a period of time, then set a timer, like literally set a 5-minute timer and go be in a funk and be in a bad mood and go outside and scream or go inside and, you know, pound the table or do whatever you need to do for 5 minutes and then be done with it and shift your mind purposefully at that time to more gratitude, including grabbing a piece of paper and just writing down every single thing that you can be grateful for that just comes to mind. Just go, 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 go as fast as you can. And then I have one more up-leveling thing that I like to do. And that's I look at each thing that I'm grateful for. Often they're material things, like I was saying earlier, you know, the sun or Emma Dog or, you know, whatever it is. And then I like to upgrade that to the inspirational or the spiritual component of that material thing. So Emma Dog is a great example. You know, I love her. She's fun to pet. She's fun to play with. She barks for the podcast, etc. But what's the inspirational or the spiritual aspect of Emma? Well, it's playfulness. It's unconditional love. It's also inspiration because she's such a, you know, of course I'm biased, a good disciplined dog. And so all of those things are the spiritual or the inspirational aspects of her. So I can be grateful for the material physical Emma, but I can also be grateful for all the spiritual or inspirational things that she represents.
Oh, what a brilliant way to summarize all of this. You know, as hosts of this podcast, our goal is to continually to feed your mind, to supply you with abundant information, with education. Again, the podcast is free, and our hopes are that after you are done listening, it makes you a better person. And, you know, we're so grateful for you as a listener on this podcast. Now, we do have a special call to action on this podcast. After you've listened to this, if you like what you hear, we would love for you to leave a review in your favorite podcast player. That way, you can share with others, and it'll help start the gratitude game right now. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we'll bring you out another one very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.